David took out his smartphone and smiled. He'd already started the process by blocking many of the contacts in his address book. And then he put in place a strong filter on his browser, and now he was ready to make the ultimate sacrifice. He walked up to a total stranger in the street, handed him the smartphone, and said to him, "Please, would you key in a 7-character string of letters with at least one number and one special character?" The stranger looked at David as though he was a special character, but he decided he probably wasn't going to get mugged, and he went ahead and started keying. "Sir David, would you please enter the same string in the box below and then press enter?" The stranger did as he was asked. "Thank you very much," said David. He took the phone back, walked away, and within a minute, David and the stranger were separated by thousands of other rush hour commuters. That was it. There was no way back. David had burnt his bridges. It says in Parshat Beshalach that God did not lead them, the Jewish people, by way of the land of the Philistines because it was near. For God said, perhaps the people will reconsider when they see a war and they will return to Egypt. Why did God make it well nigh impossible for the Jewish people to return to Egypt? After all, we begged and pleaded with him to take us out. So why would we want to go back? Each of us has inside us our own little Egypt. The Egypt of materialism, the Egypt of indulgence, the Egypt of doubt, of self-doubt, of depression, the Egypt of selfishness. It takes a lot of hard work to get us out of those Egypts. And if we manage to make it out, there'll sometimes be a good old friend right there sending us a text saying, "Hi, wanna hang out tonight?" And often that good old friend may well be ourselves. Sometimes the only way to escape from Egypt is to burn your bridges.